This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Christmas, yes, it's one of the most celebrated holidays around the world. And people, I think, go through all sorts of emotions and thoughts. For example, what does Christmas mean to people? It's certainly, as you know, this week one of the busiest times of the year, and everybody's going to the shops for sales and bargains, looking for gifts that they need to give, and the shops, of course, are brimming with people looking for these things. People drive or they take the plane to travel with their loved ones, even going across the world. And although there are some people who don't celebrate this holiday due to perhaps other religious practices or they're just not interested, it seems that people are happier around this time of the year, for most part anyway. There's lots of hustle and bustle, isn't there, in the summer holidays. And one of the more obvious answers is this birth of Jesus Christ, or as we say often, the reason for the season. And although not the actual birth date of the Messiah, that's December 25, millions of people, of course, do see this as a special time in Christianity. People come to church, they take part in communion, or they join in the other festivities. And I was wondering, too, what does Christmas mean to Australians? A survey that I saw has shown that 57% of people that took part in a survey, they identified themselves as belonging to a religion that celebrates Christmas as a religious holiday. But on the other hand, this is interesting, 87% of those who are not religious still celebrate Christmas to some extent. And those who belong to other religions, over half that group, that's 56%, still celebrate Christmas. So it seems that the top three reasons why people celebrate Christmas are having quality time with family, exchanging presents, that's 50%, and thirdly, because the children really enjoy it, 44% of people said that. So we could say there's much hype that goes on. Our Aussie culture is focused on presents, shopping, holidays, and unfortunately the stress that all this brings. And we forget the truth behind Christmas, and we miss out on the fact that it is a joyful celebration. And have you stopped in this busy Christmas time to ponder what it really means? What will you be actually celebrating this year at Christmas? What is being celebrated? Well, the Bible tells us that the angel brought the news of the birth of Jesus and said, "This is the angel. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." That's in Luke chapter 2. So there it is. That's the central reason for celebrating Christmas. Jesus came to this earth. He was God with us. And through his death and resurrection, we can be free from sin and death and to be in this personal relationship with God. I remember the story of the little girl who climbed out of bed one night and went into her parents' room. Her father woke up and said, "What's wrong?" She said, "I'm scared." "Well," he said, "there's nothing to be scared of. Remember that God is out here. God is looking for you." "I know, but right now," she said, "I need God with skin on." And really, that's what Jesus is, God with skin. He came to earth as a baby. The relevance of Christmas, God with us. And this one event, actually, the birth of Jesus, changed the nature of our relationship with God, because through him we can now learn about God's nature, things that we could never learn before. Jesus reveals to us what God is like. It's like Jesus saying, "I know what you're going through. I've been a human too. I've experienced all the things, and I know what it means to be alive. The disappointment, the anger, pain and grief and joy, because Jesus grew up like one of us. The Word, as the Bible says, became flesh." So God sent a Saviour. His name is Jesus. He is Christ, the Lord, the Son of God, who came from heaven to earth. Well, dear God, this Christmas time we do need to look beyond ourselves and our own selfishness or our own issues. We become inward focused rather than considering the needs of others. Lord, we don't want to be like that this week. Help us today to see Christmas as it really is. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.